Unit 90, An Unusual Collaboration. The making of a dictionary is a slow, exacting, tedious labor. Lexicographers, dictionary makers, can't rely on hunches or hearsay in writing definitions. They must carefully collect and evaluate citations, written examples of words in use. It was during the writing and assembling of the Oxford English Dictionary, a massive work over 70 years in the making, that a very unusual collaboration of lexicographer and citation gatherer occurred. William Chester Minor, the citation gatherer, was an American doctor who began to suffer paranoid delusions sometime after serving as a surgeon in the Civil War. One night in London in 1871, he killed an innocent brewery worker who he imagined was pursuing him. For this offense, he was committed to life to an asylum for the criminally insane. An intelligent man grappling with a disease with no known cure. He desperately searched for a way to give life meaning. James Murray, the lexicographer, was the head of the dictionary project. Needing vast numbers of citations to complete his ambitious work, he assembled a large corps of volunteers to aid him. A friend of Minor's informed him of the project, and the unusual collaboration began. Minor, with nothing but time on his hands and a strong need to redeem himself, became Murray's most prolific citation writer. For years he read and recorded, constantly producing voluminous files of citations that the dictionary maker found very valuable. A grateful Murray eventually learned the true circumstances of Minor's sad existence. Though able to do nothing to help Minor, he befriended him and often visited him in the asylum.